Shabbat Shalom. As we enter Shabbat, I have a very short, and I wanted to do this message and not leave you not having from me a Shabbat Shalom message. Because we ought to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Why must, and I'm gonna show you something from a very different perspective. I hope I can get this done in 5 minutes. From a Bible perspective, from the book of Romans chapter 11. And please study the book of Romans chapter 11. If you follow me, as I follow Christ, Jesus, the Lord, Yeshua, HaMessiah. The Messiah, the Savior. Why must we stand with the nation of Israel? Why must we stand with the Jewish people? I'll tell you why. It's very simple from Romans 11. And I'll start reading from verse 18. But I encourage you to read the whole chapter to get an understanding. The Bible says we must study the Word of God. Build ourselves up. Read the Word. Study the Word. Romans 11, verse 18. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, that's the Jewish people, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they bide not still in unbelief, shall be crafted in, for God is able to craft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were crafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, the Jewish people, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. This is Apostle Paul speaking. As a Christian Jew, a Messianic Jew, one who was raised and bred in Judaism, but as we all know, became a disciple for Jesus Christ, an apostle. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. He explains it's a mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Blindness in part, for there is many Jewish people that myself have a Messianic Jewish heritage on my mother's side, the maternal bloodline, that blindness in part is happened to Israel. There are many Israelites, Jewish people that have come to faith in Christ Jesus, and there are many that are still in Judaism. So in part, the blindness has happened. But watch this here. The fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That's the Gentile period. When that is finished, the blindness shall come off. And so all Israel, verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. And I truly and utterly believe that in this context, it talks about the Jewish people, not the spiritual Israel. And so all Israel, those are the children of Jacob and the descendants, the Jewish people, shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. But this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. So, remember what I just said, the scriptures. Now, in this exhortation by Apostle Paul, the Christians are called the grafted in leaves, and the Israelite, the Jewish people, are the natural branches. Boast not against the branches. If we, the Christian people, that are grafted, G-R-A-F-T-E-D, yeah, it's that difficult word, grafted, it's a tongue breaker. If we, the Christians that were grafted in the olive tree, boast, if we don't stand with shoulder to shoulder, the Israelites, the Jewish people, which are the natural branches, then what's going to happen to the natural branches? If we don't stand shoulder to shoulder and protect the natural branches, what's going to happen to you as a grafted in leaf, a Christian believer? Well, if the natural branches are gone, the leaves will fall off too. So we must stand with the nation of Israel now and forever. This is a difficult time for them. So Shabbat Shalom. God bless you. See you soon for a whole lot more.